Hi, and welcome to the second ever episode of
The Vid Kids!
Here we talk all about shows we've reviewed and movies that we've watched, and about some of our own creations as well. Here we have me, Jaddy, AJ, and Taffy. Taffy, what do you think we should talk about today?
Maybe about... being focused?
Yeah, I like that. So when we're acting, I don't do any acting. You both do everything. Also, we very rarely write our scripts. Only sometimes we do to get it really down and finalized. But most of the time we do solely improv videos. Like these podcasts that we're doing now, these are only improv. We have not written anything, so you might hear us fumble around a little bit or like wait to find the right words or something. So we apologize for that in advance. So about focusing, when you guys are acting, how do you focus on the lines and how do you think them up so quickly? AJ?
Well, I do improv and dance, so I'm kind of used to like making it up on the spot. And so, whenever, like, we're making a video and Adeline's, like, plays a sad song for, like, the intro or something, and then I immediately think of something, like, not super hip-hoppy.
Yeah, you'd want to say if it was a different tone of, like, sadder music, you would automatically want to say, like, hi, today we have you, we're really sorry. So, when I say that we don't write our scripts, we think up what we want to say in our videos and what point we want to get across. So, when we did, in our last episode, you'll recall that we did our first video about a little girl getting run over by a driver who was distracted. And so for that one, I kind of told him, I was like, you're going to have to, like, it's going to be about being safe. You're going to try to run over this girl. And then everything else, they would fill in themselves. I would give them the basic guidelines, and I would edit the video afterwards to make it look flawless, flawlessly seamed and stuff to make the videos conjoined together. And in the end, it was a beautiful, nice line. It was perfect. And they really did stitch that together well. They fill in all the words in just the right moments. And every once in a while, we do have a fumble. We stop the video and start it over. I don't know what works best for you guys, but I think our improv has been really good to us. Taffy, do you like our improv better or when I script it for you?
I think I like improv better.
Uh-huh. It does give us some more freedom to say what we want.
Yeah.
So Taffy is really good at coming up with spots, like lines on the spot, you know. But then AJ has flawless choreography. So we both have our skills, and you kind of need to be able to play into those when you're making a video. Like, Taffy, it's like, we used to call her Stafford because it was a normal name, you know. It sounded more normal than Taffy. But then for a while we called her Laffy Taffy. That was fun. And now it's just back to Taffy. So you might hear me call her other things. So I would give Taffy more speaking lines, whereas AJ would have more dancing solos or have more like hand gestures and stuff, because she was really good at getting the point across through physical movement and expressions. Personally, if you're looking to make your own videos or you're an aspiring director, I would use Vita as your starting off point for video making. It looks like AJ has something to say. She's raising her hand. Here we might have some of those pauses. That just does make it seem more real anyway, so. What do you think?
So I think we should kind of get to the point and start talking about videos and movies, like we promised.
I know, but not right now, okay?
Focusing on focus.
Yeah, we're focusing on focus. So, Vida is an amazing video editing app. I have gone through so many trying to find the perfect one, and this one has stuck around for at least a year now. The first year was kind of trial and error. iMovie. So many people use this. I do not like iMovie. I do not like it. It is great for amateurs, but if you're looking to dive a little bit deeper and have PIP, which is picture in picture, how you put two videos in the same screen at once, so it looks like maybe you can get the same person into the same camera at once, like in movies. You know, have you guys ever seen Liv and Maddie, right? You guys have both seen Liv and Maddie. They are actually just one actor, but they have PIP, which lets them put two videos in the same camera, and that's how they make it seem like she's in two places at once. Two cameras. And that's a good thing that Vida has to offer. VITA, if you guys want to go check it out. I'm not getting paid to say this. I don't have enough followers for that. But we do really enjoy that app, and I think any app that is that good deserves to be shouted out. So go Vida. iMovie is good for amateurs because it has, you can combine videos together and sometimes put music to it or like an intro, but that's all you can do, where lots of other apps do have a lot more in that category. But moving on, let's get into some of our movie reviews. Those are always kind of fun. We didn't really talk about what movies we were going to review today. We did kind of the last episode, we did talk about it before. So it's our second video. I don't think we have any second movies. I don't remember. Let's do Christmas movies. It's the day after New Year's Eve, so that would be a good one, I think.
New Year's. Day after New Year's. It's New Year's Eve.
Well, yeah. Okay, it's fine. Christmas movies. What's a classic? How about Grinch? You guys like Grinch?
Oh, I love the Grinch. It was my personal favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Grinch.
I like how he, like, learned his lesson, kind of like a Disney movie, but
yeah.
Like, not, like, too cheesy.
Everyone kind of knows, I mean, unless you're really little and you're listening to this podcast, everyone kind of knows Disney movies do have, like, a childish tone to them. You do hear more of, like, the happy endings, fairy tale type stuff, which is always amazing, and I love how some people can really tie that together. Like, okay, a lot of the more adult, like on the adult side of our listeners, will know who Tim Burton is. He is my favorite director. I aspire to be essentially just like him. See, AJ just said, who knew? But he has made a lot of amazing movies. You'll even see some weird stuff in the background that makes no sense and never comes into play. Like in his hit movie, Edward Scissorhands, there is a circus tent in the background and no one really knows what that's for. I mean, unless you, of course, know Tim Burton and understand his mind. I think personally that it's because he has a great sense of humor and he wants to kind of weird out his listeners. He also has, what are some of his other movies? The Corpse Bride, about a dead bride that essentially comes back and tries to marry a human. And, there's another one that's about Christmas.
Where they try to bring Christmas to the dead world.
No. Oh, yeah. I don't even know what it's called, but it's about Jack the Pumpkin King. I actually had a little bit of a bitty crush on Jack the Pumpkin King, even though he's a skull on some bones. You know, he's essentially a skeleton. But I thought he was kind of cute when I was little. And that's a really good movie as well. I think his directing is just so almost like weird, like freaky. It's like almost dark. Like his filters, like the filter that you use and the lighting that you use in your video, it can completely change how the video gets across. So he uses like a darker, grungier lighting for his. Two of his that I love are claymations, where he uses clay as his main characters and stuff and moves them just a little bitty bit and has like a whole photo thing going. It's really complicated, but it is so amazing when it's done and how he pulls it off. I'm not even sure if it is really a claymation, but it looks so amazing when he does it. And everything is kind of grungy. The woods look as if they're about to come and claw you. And the music, so amazing. The music sets the tone so well. When you're watching a movie, there's some tests that you can find online if you want to look those up, where they play the same recording with different music and different lighting. And it completely changes how you get it across. So I think we've done at least one of these in our acting boot camps. Every once in a while we get bored and we do an acting boot camp where we sing and dance and act for a day. And we did a thing where I played happy music and they did one scene to that. Good happy music, but... And they, like, had a little bitty conversation, like, they were acting. And it looked as if Taffy was getting, like, a present from AJ. Like, AJ came through the door and she was like, I have a surprise for you. And then we played the same thing with dark, creepy music and dark lighting. And it said, and it was so creepy. It was like, I have a surprise for you. And it looked like she was gonna, like... I don't know, reach out and, like, hurt her or something. I don't know. It looked, like, so creepy. And the music really does change that. So when you're using music in your videos, I recommend to really think about the music before you put it in. I don't have many resources for music. But the one when I do choose them, it's going to be nice. It's about to be a 13 minutes long video. We forgot to review the Grinch. We already started that. So let's finish that off and that'll be the video.
Okay, so personally, I really love the Grinch. Like I was saying earlier, it's like a Disney movie, except for he got treated worse before. He learned his lesson.
It's almost too creative to be a Disney movie. Like Disney movies... They're so amazing when they have a creative storyline. The story, actually, let me take that back. Mulan, that is so good because it's the same storyline as all the other princesses, but then it's so, just enough twisted to make it so amazing. Like, she's wanting to be a warrior, you know? She's different than all the other princesses because she... wants to go to war, and she's not going to sit there singing in her reflection, you know? That's another thing
she does end up sitting there singing in her reflection, though.
Does she? Oh, well, I take that back. But she's like, well, woman power, you know? Power to the people. A lot of Disney movies don't have anything like that. It's all just girls, like, relying on boys to save their lives. In Ariel, she, if Prince Eric doesn't marry her, she dies. Literally her life being put on Prince Eric. But also that's kind of her stupid decision to go make a deal with an evil witch queen. So that's personally my opinion. I do get a little bit crazy with these things. Disney princesses can go either way. Tiana, the Princess and the Frog... beautiful, amazing. Personally, Little Mermaid is still my favorite because it's a mermaid. She has red hair. On point. But still, the storyline, I like modern fixations of it where you take an old storyline like that, like a fairy tale, and put a modern twist to it so she could be, I don't know, like an immigrant coming to a new land, you know? That would be a good twist on it. Actually, we should probably write one of those books. So, Ride to the Grinch again. Oh, now we're at 15 minutes. This might be our longest video. Actually, it's only our second video, so not much to go off of. But
what do you think, Taffy?
Taffy? Yeah.
About the Grinch.
About the Grinch. What's your opinion?
Well, I kind of like it because he didn't get treated that well because
he was the Grinch.
He was the Grinch. He was mean. And everyone was like rude, and then he hated Christmas because he gave and no one would give to him, so then he hated Christmas. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think that makes it a little more interesting, and I kind of stuck to the movie.
Yeah.
On Christmas, it's a tradition for really me and my family to watch one of the Grinches every year.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it really makes me sick.
I think it's kind of like a different thing of like the golden rule, like treat people how you want to be treated.
Yeah.
And like since they didn't treat him right, he didn't treat them right.
Mm-hmm. And then, but eventually it came
they
back.
They treated
to him
right.
He treated them right, and
he got invited to dinner. And
he
then
got invited to dinner, and it really is, yeah, the golden rule. Treat people how you want to be treated. So I think that's all for today. Hope you guys enjoyed. Follow us. Yeah. That's
Please,
our...
5 stars makes us happy.
Yes, 5 stars does
five
make us happy.
5 stars makes Daddy happy.
Woo!